This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Let me start by welcoming Kevin Berhaney to the program. Kevin, I know you just had Sheriff Brown on your show last Monday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I thought this thing has been so unfortunate to both these gentlemen from the get-go. The fact that people voted early, some of those votes didn't count because they weren't properly handled by the former Macon County Clerk's office, the recounts, the court dates, both fighting vigorously for their point of view and their side. But I thought what Tony Chubby Brown did on Friday was as classy a thing as I've seen in a long time. They both hugged at the end of that press conference. Hopefully there's some closure now and moving forward can heal that Macon County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, I have the utmost respect for Sheriff Brown. His class act is the best description you can give that man. I've known Tony for years. He saved my godfather's life when he was a patrolman or on-duty deputy. So I'm in grateful gratitude to him for the rest of my life. But I've gotten to know him as a friend over the years. And you're right, Brian, he was on last Monday night. What an emotional roller coaster this week must have been for him. He did such a terrific job representing police officers along with a former chief, Todd Gardner, and Detective Charlie Hendricks last Monday night, and some of the other police officers from the police station talking about the emotion that's going on in this community over the death of Chris Oberheim. And Tony just did, Brian, a phenomenal job of explaining the bond, the love, the fraternity amongst them all. And then, you know, less than a week on Friday, having to concede, I guess. I mean, he could have taken it to another level if he wanted to. But I think he did the better thing by just saying, the community needs to heal. I'm moving on. I fought the good fight. I think he still believes he should be sheriff. I think Jim Root believes he should be sheriff. And he's got the right to do what he did. But to bring this community, to heal the community over this issue, I think Tony Brown was really big.
Well, it we'll see as we move forward, and I think you had two good guys, trying to do their best, and some of the things were completely out of their control. A lot of it was completely out of their control, and so they took their course and their action through the courts, and you know, it's 16 votes, which just continues to me to baffle me why more people don't vote. You know, when your vote matters so much, and we wish nothing but the best for incoming sheriff, and that will happen in the next week or two, Jim Root, and our best to outgoing sheriff Tony Brown. Between the two of them, Kevin, close to 60 years of service to this community.
Yeah, not to mention John Butts, who also wanted to become sheriff and lost in the primary. All three of these guys were outstanding lieutenants to the previous sheriff Schneider. And then Sheriff Buffett. These guys are three outstanding men, all wanting the job, all deserve the job. And, you know, elections are the ones. But, you know, the one thing that I don't think people are calculating in all this is what it must cost these guys to appeal these processes. These aren't independently wealthy men. They're police officers. And you got to have lawyers. You got to have a team to battle on your behalf before you even go to court on these things. I think that, too, has to be a fact.
Absolutely. Nick was sneezing into his microphone there during the last exchange. Yeah, absolutely. The best to both of them. And I thought to see them hug, and I'm sure there's still hard feelings. I mean, this is a personal thing. I mean, everyone says you take personal out of politics. It's a heck of a lot easier to say than it is to do. But I think that they showed the right emotion. They said all the right words. And moving forward, we will see. All right. How cool is it to bring back the ticket window though. We haven't been able to do this in more than a year. You know what? We've been doing this for how long, do you think? 20 years, sending people to Cardinals games, you know, playoff games, World Series games, regular season series. I know we have a couple of the Cubs Cards rivalries lined up on the calendar. How great is it to be able to send people back to see the Cardinals in action live?
Oh, it is great, Brian. I think we started with the J.L. Hubbard ticket window, then it went to the Team Soy ticket window, and now it's the first mid ticket window. But it's all the same people involved in partnering up with Newhoff. It's been a great promotion for us. And, half this community loves the Cardinals. The other half loves the Cubs. And I happen to be on the half that loves the Cardinals. Martini's on the other half that loves the Cubs. So it's a little harder for him to give away Cardinal tickets than it was for me. But all in all, it's great. It's great for the community. It's great for business.
All right. Well, we'll be doing that all this summer. Just got the schedule over the weekend, and so we'll be ready to go a little bit later in the day. And you got to throw in, like, Bob Wiesman and Bob Flyder as White Sox fans. We sometimes forget them. They're a small percentage, but they're very passionate about their franchise.
Hey, you know, I just saw Bob Wiesman, the great quiet giant of Decatur. He and Kathy, philanthropically, they have been champions in this community. It was great to see him on Thursday. And in a spirit of unanimity, I happened to win the Knights of Columbus raffle of the 6 Cardinal Cub rooftop tickets, and I gave them to him. He's got his whole family up there. He's got 6 of them up there, so they're going to go to the ball game because we couldn't make it to Chicago next weekend. So it was great to see him. And he splits his time between the Cubs and the White Sox, but his heart's with the White Sox.
No doubt about it. And if you were ever fortunate enough to use his White Sox season tickets, that was a thrill and an experience to remember, that much for sure. All right,
well,
talk to me about what's...
That was kind of a hidden motive for me to give him these tickets.
You're hoping for an exchange?
Yeah.
You know... It is the craziest thing because, you know, you're on TV the whole time. So you have servers that come out to you in between the innings, you know, when the TV cameras are off and bring you food and drink. And there's a whole buffet and you get to meet former White Sox. It's an incredible experience for sure. I remember buying those one time for a charity event. I don't remember which one, but and I was able to take former State Representative Bob Flyder because he's a lifelong White Sox fan. And we had a wonderful time. It was really, really cool. All right.
Yeah,
so talk to me about.
I didn't realize we were on TV until halfway through the game when I went down into the club. And I go, oh, no. And I'm watching my wife and daughters on TV. And I go back out there. I said, do you realize, I don't know what we've been doing, but I hope you weren't blowing your nose because we've been on TV for the first 4 innings and we didn't know it.
Well, that's what happens. All right, tonight at 5 o'clock, what is coming up?
Well, we have the return of Tom McNamara. I'm so happy about this, Brian. He's still not completely through all the things he's doing and getting his kidneys back in order, but he's healthy and sounding good, and he let me know he wants to come on the show tonight, and we've been waiting patiently for a month. So Tom McNamara, we're going to give him extra air time to kind of get us caught up on sports. With Mac on sports, I've got an invitation out there for Sheriff Brown. I wouldn't fault him at all for wanting to lay low for a while. But if he takes me up on it, maybe he'll be on for 10 minutes or so tonight just to talk about his announcement on Friday. And then, not unlike you, a couple things to talk about with regards to the actually, there's more than a couple things to talk about with the Park District. But I'm going to have Mike Wilcutt on tonight, as well as Clay Gerhardt to congratulate him. Mike's going to go through a rundown of all the acts that are still coming. But, Brian, I drove by Overlook Adventure Park yesterday, and that Splash Cove, the parking lot was jammed full. So cool to see. The Park District, between all the things they're doing, is just knocking it out of the park, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it was on Saturday that Lindsay was by there. I mean, something like 3:30 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, towards the end of the day closing. And the line to get into Splash Cove was all the way down past the miniature golf course.
Yeah, isn't that a great thing to see? And it just shows you how important quality of life is in this community. You've got to continually to support the quality of life. I hope, you know, personally, it's just my own personal bias that the city council decides to help the Children's Museum get through their pandemic woes. I know there's issues going on there, that they like some of that money that the city's getting from the federal government. And, you know, between what the Park District's doing with the amphitheater and the zoo and the connection to the Children's Museum, they are so essential to this community. We could go on for an hour.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, and here's just a quick thing. You know, we're doing a company-wide thing to promote staying, you know, in our local areas and bringing people to our local areas and supporting the cause. And as you know, we're in Champaign and Bloomington, Normal, and in Danville, and in Springfield, and in Lafayette. And when we started putting these packages together for this thing we're going to announce in a couple of weeks, our draws were so much bigger than anyone else's draws. I mean, like coming for a day, coming for a weekend, the things to do. I mean, just on the east side of town, you can't get all of that in a weekend.
Yeah, and as you know, I travel throughout central Illinois every day of my last 43 years. And when I sent from Decatur, it used to be, oh, man, what's it like living there with their nose up in the air? Now it's like, well, you know, I hear that zoo of yours and that children's museum of yours is something to go see. Or they've seen it and rave about it. And I'm talking about people in Champaign, Springfield, Danville, Bloomington, Peoria. They talk about our zoo and our children's museum like, boy, are you lucky. And we've been there. We've seen it. And it's really nice, you know, to have something really positive to talk about and hearing them talk about.
Absolutely. Kevin, we look forward to tonight's show at 5 o'clock, first mid-Mondays with the Soy City Buzz. And we'll see you tonight at 5. And that will be fun.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.